As you settle yourself down and sink deeper into relaxation, you might hear my voice in many different ways. My voice will affect you, guide you, inspire you, empower you, and you don't need to listen to this consciously, because your unconscious will hear all you need to hear. Right now, I'd like you to notice where you feel the most comfort in your body. Where do you feel most at ease? And you might imagine this comfortable, easy feeling as a colour. You might imagine that colour spreading throughout you, surrounding you, soaking into you. So I want you to focus your mind now on the most pleasant sensation you have at this moment. Where do you feel the most comfort? Focus your mind on that pleasant sensation right now. And as you do so, you can know that sooner or later your attention will wander away from that focus. And each time it wanders, you'll travel even deeper into calmness, comfort, and relaxation. And while you hear my voice and have your focus on all the pleasurable sensations of comfort that you have, simply being, a very simple comfort can come to you. Just like when you were a baby. When you were a baby, you were fed. You were laid down in a lovely, comfortable warmth, and you didn't need anything else. You can be content right now, just like this. Content to simply drift off. There are many levels to the mind, and we're not aware of them all at once. There is always something more to explore. Always something new to be aware of. But in this relaxation, you can find any part of your mind fascinating. You can let yourself become fully absorbed in it. And as you do so, in that absorption, you become open to all the resources of your mind. Just let yourself become absorbed, entranced, fascinated by the fact of your own perceptions moving, changing, adjusting, and evolving. And as they do right now, you can take all the time you wish to do so to let it all slow right down. Enjoy the way that a soft, comfortable feeling of sleepiness passes over you, runs through you, without you having to do anything but enjoy, letting your attention be caught by whatever happens. And then letting it fall naturally onto more and more pleasing thoughts and feelings. You can be entirely free, here and now, safely protected by your subconscious mind. And you may notice at some time there could be some tension somewhere within your body. If so, there's no need to worry. It will dissolve of its own accord, just as soon as the unconscious mind knows that it's appropriate right now. Here, you can hand over control just as much as is right now to that part of your being which is always standing by, ready to help. Your unconscious mind, the automatic part. In fact, there are countless occasions every single day when our unconscious mind helps us. And we're so familiar with them that we take them all for granted. When we go to sleep,
as you go into relaxation,
our unconscious mind looks after us and wakes us when appropriate.
You can let confidence happen.
And we scarcely think of it because we just as you let relaxation happen. And you can take confidence for granted too.
You can do more than you think.
And you don't need to think of anything right now. Because right now I want you to imagine yourself in a favorite place of yours. A real place. An imaginary place. Or even right here now. And while you're in that place, I want you to feel what you really like about it. And how that is connected to every part of the whole place. How your good feelings are triggered and connected to every part of the entire place. The temperature, the sensations, the colours, the shapes, the light, the shade, the silences, the sounds, any movement that's there. I want you to imagine your favourite place right now. And I want you to really get into this scene. And pay particular attention to all those sensations within your own body. I want you to notice how your body happily responds to your awareness of everything external around you in this favorite place. And you can let your imagination increase every pleasurable part of your awareness right now. You want to let yourself
my voice as you listen and
soak deep
on the positive idea
into relaxation.
You want to let your entire body go deeper into a totally free, warm, relaxed, flexible state.
You want to remain in this
deeper down
relaxed state
into calmness.
And to be fully aware of my voice.
Listening to the sound of my
positive suggestions.
And that's all you're focusing on
right now. Because you want to feel
relaxed.
That's all you want to hear. You want to rid yourself of any of those anxious feelings, the nerves, the tremors, the shakes of anxiety. And you know that this will help you to relax and listen. To relax and listen and go into a fully calm, comfortable, free state in order to release negativity and reframe any negative thoughts. You're focusing on my voice, listening carefully to the ideas, to what I'm saying to you. And you're going to remember and act upon these positive suggestions that you hear. And after you awaken from this relaxed state, you can feel fantastic. Because you will remember everything at such a deep level. You will use what you hear. You'll use it for you. You'll use it to put away any anxiety about anxiety. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, not only simple public speaking, whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to remember what I am telling you now in this relaxed state. And you're going to fully focus on it, concentrate on it very well, and do exactly what we're talking about here. Relaxing, diffusing, and releasing your anxious thoughts. Whenever you feel anxious, you're going to realize that the reason you feel so anxious is because you're telling yourself, I must succeed. This must happen perfectly. This is expected of me. Or I should perhaps be more like this. What would other people think if... ...
you can now clearly see, you can now fully accept that this anxiety comes from your own self-statement. It doesn't come from anywhere else but your own self-statement. You now realize that it's you that makes yourself feel anxious. It doesn't come from other people. You make yourself feel anxious by demanding that something must go perfectly, or that something should not happen, or something should happen, or I should do this, or I should do that. It's your own demands that are making you feel anxious. It's always you and your self-talk. Therefore, if it's your own self-talk, you can learn to control it. You can learn to change it. You're now going to realize that I make myself feel anxious, and I don't have to keep making myself feel anxious. I can give up my demands, my musts, my should, my ought to do this and that. If I can really accept what actually is happening, if I can accept the way things are, then I don't need to feel anxious. Instead, I can make myself feel calm and relaxed by giving up on my musts and my perfection, and instead relaxing. I can want and wish for things, but not needing, not insisting, not demanding about them. You're going to keep telling yourself, I can ask for things, I can wish, but I don't need what I want. I never need what I want. There is nothing I must absolutely have. There's nothing I must absolutely avoid, including anxiety. I'd like to get rid of this anxiety, and I can get rid of this anxiety. I'm going to get rid of it. But if I tell myself I must not feel anxious, then I will feel anxious. Anxiety will not kill me. There are unpleasant things in the world that I don't like, but I can stand them, I can tolerate them, I can adjust them. If I feel anxious, then I feel anxious. It's not a big deal, because I now control my own destiny. As long as I don't feel I have to do anything or conform to anything, that's what bothers me. That I must do this perfectly, or I have to do this or that. In your everyday life, whenever you feel anxious, you'll take a deeper look at what you're doing. You'll take a look at what you're doing that's making you feel anxious. And in that moment, you'll instantly give up on those demands and the musts. You'll begin to question your ideas and your thoughts that I must do this and I must do that. And instead you can ask yourself, why? Why must I be like this? Or why must this do? It would be nice if people approved of this or that, but they don't have to. You don't need their approval. If people criticize you or think you're wrong to do this or that, then that's their issue, not yours. You do not need their approval. You might like it, but you don't need it. You might also like to feel relaxed and calm, but there's no reason why that must be all the time. It's just preferable. Whenever you feel anxious, you're going to see what it is that you're getting bothered about. You're going to see what it is that you're getting bothered about, and you're going to realize that in that moment you are demanding something of yourself. You are saying to yourself, this must be so. This has to happen perfectly. And in that same moment, you're going to stop and say to yourself, this does not have to be so. I don't need this nonsense. If these things happen, they happen. I can still remain a calm person in spite of challenges or hassles. You're going to keep using your head now, your thinking ability, in order to focus and concentrate on letting go of this anxiety, just as simply as you're relaxing right now. And your focus will become better and better as you learn to feel more and more in control of your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. You'll keep realizing that you've been creating your anxiety. You've created your anxiety to do something. You've made yourself upset. And you don't have to. You never have to keep doing so. You can give up on those negative thoughts. You can change them, reframe them, and always continue to relax. This is what you'll remember. This is what you'll focus on. Even when you're out of this particular relaxed state, this is the idea that you will take with you all day, every day. And that idea is, I control me. I control my thoughts and my actions. I don't have to stress myself about anything. If I do upset myself with my own thoughts, that's too bad. I won't be upset for long, because I can change my thoughts. And you're going to get better about thinking in a rational way. You'll become more in control of you. Never totally in control, because nobody is ever totally in control of everything. But you will make yourself feel less anxious. And you'll be able to push through that challenge, to release it, and to feel calm and comfortable in its place. Right here and now, you can feel confident. Right here and now, a confident feeling can dwell within you. And you can create this feeling on your own, and you'll do so whenever you wish. You can step into a feeling of confidence and success. You can rehearse your achievements. You can tune out old-fashioned, unhelpful thinking, because you are strong. And every experience can teach you something. And you can look forward to learning from the unknown. Every second of the future contains something new. Something unknown. Every second can teach you something. It's an opportunity to build confidence. There's always risk in life. And as you now learn to accept that, you learn now to face it with confidence, with more ease and more assurance. You know risk is there. And you know that through every challenge, you can also feel confident. At an unconscious level now, I'd like you to review all the positive thoughts you've ever had about yourself. I'd like you to think about all the compliments, the congratulations, the gratitude that you've ever received. And in this moment, I want you to understand now that each one of those compliments, congratulations, each one of them points towards your own potential. Because you are the cause of those positive remarks, those thoughts. And in the future, more and more positive thoughts and remarks will be made about you. And you can feel absolutely comfortable with that. So carry on reviewing all these positive thoughts. Perhaps even you can amplify them so that they become bigger, louder, and clearer. Every day now brings a new possibility of achievement, a new lesson to learn. So every day you can explore your own path to fulfillment. Right here in relaxation, you don't have to make any effort at all. You can allow these ideas, these concepts, these suggestions to just absorb. As you save all your energy up. And later, when you need it, you can draw upon this energy. All of this calm that you've stored away. In order to help you feel more confident than you thought possible when facing challenges. And as you learn, your fear is transformed. Every moment that you used to call fear will now be transformed into heightened alertness, heightened energy. It's called excitement. And excitement brings with it now superb responses. And you'll get used to this extra sensitivity. You'll find that fear instantly turns into excitement and understanding of the moment over and over again. Because your efficiency now increases. Right here in relaxation, confidence is naturally released within you. Feel it flow through you. This life, this energy, this excitement. You can discover more and more interests, more possibilities than you could possibly predict, because life always offers something new. There's something unexpected each day. And as you continue to relax, you get used to that. You can trust life to offer the unexpected. You can become confident that it will do so. Right now, your self-image is changing. It's changing for the better. And you are leaving behind old beliefs about yourself. It will please you and amaze you to find that you are free to do things and say things perhaps you've never said before. As everything becomes clearer, you can understand that those beliefs that once held you back, they were mistakes. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation, you can always return to the immediate calm perception of your breathing. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you can instantly return to the immediate calm of your breathing. And in that moment, you can find right there the courage and the simplicity to once again become sure of yourself. As you look forward to the successes of your future, and as you also look back into the past for those lessons, you can find that your attitude is changing. You notice how every element of your past can teach you something. You may not yet understand just how much you can learn from the past, but you can look forward to learning more right now. Deep within us all is a source of strength, courage, that we can connect with as we simply allow ourselves to feel what we feel. Right here we realize that in life every moment is unique. We can't adjust a single moment to suit ourselves. So it's better to act right now when we can. Even in the face of uncertainty, it's better to act now than to wait, hoping for things to get perfect. Negative emotions are no more than the stages we pass through on the way to wisdom. And from now on, you don't have to pay too much attention to that inner dialogue in your mind, because it carries on without you, at a deep down level. So step into a feeling of confidence. Step into a feeling of success. practice and rehearse your own achievements. Tune out all that old-fashioned unhelpful thinking and allow your natural confidence to shine through. Your unconscious mind can review now. Any memories, any sensations, any emotions, any thoughts at all about confidence and what that means to you. And as you think about confidence, you can gain a new understanding of all of those things which will help you a great deal. And perhaps you don't know consciously yet what will be the most useful results of this process. And in fact, many people achieve confidence without knowing exactly how they did it. But you can succeed and feel good about yourself. And all these changes are possible as you relax even more, as you relax and rest and absorb. Right here, you can let go of pain and nerves and stress. And you can rediscover trust in yourself, filling each moment with energy and excitement, an opportunity to appreciate the uniqueness that this moment right now offers to you. It's important to relax, and wonderful to know that you have all the confidence you need stored up inside you. And you can just forget about it and instantly remember it as soon as you need it. You can remember that confidence as easily as you remember your own name. You can understand how to feel good, talking to other people, presenting to others, performing in front of an audience. You're becoming a more effective speaker, presenter, performance, connector every single day. Because emotion is a good thing. It makes you human. And you can enjoy that element. But emotion is sometimes not enjoyable if it prevents you from expressing yourself. If there have been times in the past when, through emotional stress, you may have been unable to communicate easily, you realize now this is all in the past. This has all been a lesson in observation, and it's now okay. Because now you are an effective speaker, a good presenter, a peak performer. You understand that the inner feelings, which you may have experienced, are simply adrenaline. Your own body's abundant natural energy. And it's there available for your use. Available for you to harness and control at the right time to accomplish the goal you set for yourself. What you used to know as anxiety and nerves and stresses and tremors and shakes, you now understand is controlled adrenaline. It's a flood of excitement, as you may better know it as. And this excitement can keep you sharp and aware and thinking positively. And you can direct and you can channel this excitement into enthusiasm and vitality and a better performance. And while you feel this excitement within your body, and it's okay to feel the excitement within your body, you're also aware that outwardly, you do not look as nervous as your mind is telling you. You can now tell yourself, "I feel excited. These feelings inside are pure energy within my body, and it's all okay. Nobody else is noticing how I feel inside, because they're all eager to hear my heartfelt sentiments or my informative words during this speech or this presentation or this performance." You allow your own innate sensing mechanism now to let you do the right thing at the right time, to say the right thing at the right time, to feel the right way at the right time, to give permission to pause at the right time, and it's all okay. You can take a deep breath and feel yourself continuing to breathe easily, smiling. You take a moment to look at all the people in front that you're talking to. In your mind right now, visualize yourself standing in front of those people, an audience or a group of friends. Take a look at them all. Notice some faces. And it's all okay. You know that all of these people are rooting for you. They know you, and they want you to feel proud about what you're doing, because they feel proud about you, and that's because it's all okay. And your thoughts are now coming into focus, distinct, well organized. You know what you're going to say to get your point across. You are an effective speaker, a powerful performer, sure of yourself, because you've prepared, you've practiced, you've rehearsed the material, you're familiar with it. So see yourself right now, calmly, vividly, focusing on this positive, assured image of yourself in your mind. A truly experienced speaker, a good performer. Expressing yourself delightfully in this situation. It's an enjoyable and an exciting experience because you concentrate on what you're giving, what you're delivering to the group. And as you're speaking to the people, you're sending love out to them. You're serving them, sharing your energy with them, your gifts, helping them to learn and grow and connect and communicate. You're expressing the full and profound magnetism from within your very soul. And you can now feel this as having already been accomplished. Because right now, you've finished your speak, your talk, your presentation. It's gone, it's over and done with. You're thanking the audience for this opportunity to share and be with them. And after this talk, smiling people are approaching you, thanking you, saying how much they enjoyed and how much they learned and connected with each other. And you can allow these feelings of relief and excitement and gratitude to remain with you and to get stronger day by day. And when you awaken, you can awaken now with a bright, delightful alertness because the body can do that. And as you become awake, you can feel assertive and at ease and relaxed and confident at the same time. Always enjoying this confident, positive feeling. And you can awaken now as I begin to count backwards, refreshed and alert, in touch with your inner peace, ready to express all of that excited energy within your body and enjoy your new healthy, excited confidence. You can begin to slowly wake up now, calmer and more confident, as I count 10, 9, 8, gradually awakening, 7, 6, 5, 4, and maybe you'll want to take a nice deep breath and stretch those arms out as you awaken because it's all okay, in 3, 2, and 1, eyes open, wide awake. Welcome back.